This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And we mark today what might well be the beginning of the end of a very long era. The days of copper wires connecting your phone with somebody else's phone. AT&T said today it's going to spend $14 billion on new infrastructure, not a dime of it, on the old copper network. Most of us are going to be okay, right? We've got computers and cell phones and tablets to pick up the slack and new plumbing like fiber optic cables to connect it all. But what about grandma? You know, people who just want no-frills, dependable, affordable dial tones. From Washington Marketplace's Scott Tong made some calls for us.
AT&T's investment builds a telecom future of faster, fatter pipes for our calls and our video. But it's different pipes. Even calls from home travel less and less over the old-school copper lines. Telecom consultant Roger Entner is with Recon Analytics.
Copper is very limited compared to what you can do with fiber or with the most advanced wireless technologies today.
But there is a trade-off.
Are we going to give up some of the reliability of a copper network? Quite possibly.
Reliable universal service was part of the social contract when our phone system was first built out. That's important to poor rural users who may just have a phone line, says consumer advocate Harold Feld at Public Knowledge. He says New Yorkers learned about copper's reliability in Hurricane Sandy.
People who had cable, VoIP, or even Fios were trying to find payphones because that old copper technology held up.
While the others didn't. Feld also wonders how affordable the new telecom world will be.
Because there's no rules for these new networks, they can decide, well, we're happy to sell you our phone service as part of our, you know, cable service and data service, but we're not interested in selling you just a phone service for $25 a month.
The question is, as we move into a post-copper world, whether to bring with us the old copper safety net. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.